أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الزانية والزاني فاجلدوا كل واحد منهما 100 جلدة ولا تأخذكم بهما رأفة في دين الله إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وليشهد عذابهما طائفة من المؤمنين صدق الله العظيم. This is the second ayah of Surah An-Nur. We had begun the discussion with regards to this ayah, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that female that fornicates and the male that fornicates, they were unmarried, فَجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا 100 جَلْدًا, then lash each one of them 100 lashes. Here Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about the unmarried fornicator, male and female. However, we find in the Mubarak hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many ahadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that the lashing is for the unmarried, and for the married person, that person will be stoned to death. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates an amazing incident that took place in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a Yahud, male and female, Jew and a Jewess, had committed zina, they had fornicated, they had committed adultery, and then for some reason they had decided to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give the verdict regarding them. When they came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them that, is there no law that Allah revealed in the Torah, or is there no verse that Allah Ta'ala revealed in the Torah with regards to the adultery of a married male and female? So they replied that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has not given any law regarding it. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for the Torah. And when the Torah was brought, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, read the verses. The person that was reciting the verses read the verse with regards to lashing of an unmarried person. And he put his hand over the verse that spoke about the rajam, or the stoning to death, a married male or female. At that point in time, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, being a scholar of the Torah, asked the person to move his hand and to recite that verse. Then obviously he recited that verse, and on the basis of the Torah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the hukam, he gave the command, that Allah's rule in your own kitab is that you should be stoned to death, and hence the male and female was then stoned to death. So from here we understand that this is not only a rule in the Quran Sharif, but this is a rule also in the Torah that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had revealed. Now when we look at the ayats in the Quran Sharif, there is no ayat in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks directly, clearly about a married male and a married female who had committed zina, who had committed adultery, should be stoned to death. However, we find in Imam Bukhari rahimahumullah's compilation, Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi's compilation, the words of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in which he says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the haqq, with the truth. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the command of stoning to death that married male and female that committed adultery. There are those ulama that have stated that we have abrogation that comes in the Quran Sharif, that there are ayats of the Quran that we recite, but the rules of it has been abrogated, but the verses are in the Quran. The opposite is also a reality, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed the verse, and then that verse was abrogated insofar as reading is concerned. However, the law still stays. Like for example, in this case, الشيخة والشيخ إذا زنايا فرجموا كل واحد منهما جزاء بما نكلا من الله. Those verses Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had abrogated. So our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued till the end of his life stoning a person who was married that committed zina. The time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed. The time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had come. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to complete that narration, he said, a time will come when people will doubt this matter of stoning a married person who committed zina to death. And hence Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made that announcement on the minbar of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفَةٌ. Thereafter Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, and let not pity or mercy get hold of you fi deenillah, regarding the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In kuntum tu'minuna billahi wal yawmil akhir, if you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the day of qiyamah. That this is a matter of zina, this is a matter of adultery. Now when the case has been brought to an Islamic court in an Islamic country, and once the parties are found guilty or there is an admission of guilt, then there should never ever be this thought that never mind, we will let them go, because a very lengthy narration, but we find in Mu'allim al-Tanzil the narration of a Yahud in Khaybar that committed zina. He was married, and they did not want to give him the rajam. They did not want to stone him to death because he was from royalty, because he was from affluence, the governing family that governed over them. And however, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was told about it, and this matter came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that when the wealthy amongst us or the ruling class amongst us commit zina, then we somewhat make some amends to the law of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That person is lashed with a rope and the face of that person is blackened. But when it is not royalty, when it is not people of the governing family, then obviously we hold up the rule of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. All of this is impermissible in Islam. وَلْيَشْهَدْ عَذَابَهُمَا طَائِفَةٌ مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And let a group from the believers witness their azab, their punishment. In other words, either the stoning or for that matter the lashing. Let the believers see it, so they also take ibrat and they take heed that this is the punishment of Allah, and it becomes a means of deterrent for each and every individual of that community. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.